From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There was surprise and subdued celebration at the White House today as President Obama and his staff took in the news of his Nobel Peace Prize. We're going to hear some of what the president had to say, and we'll hear how the winner gets chosen and about some of the contenders who did not win. First, to NPR's Scott Horsley, who has the day's news from the White House.
Mr. Obama's selection seemed to stun almost everyone, including the president himself. He got the news in a wake-up phone call from his press secretary, quickly followed by his two daughters.
Malia walked in and said, Daddy, you won the Nobel Peace Prize, and it is Bo's birthday. And then Sasha added, plus we have a 3-day weekend coming up. So it's good to have kids to keep things in perspective.
At a hastily arranged Rose Garden event, Mr. Obama said he's deeply humbled by the announcement. The globe-trotting president has logged thousands of miles meeting world leaders trying to mend frayed diplomatic ties. But so far, his efforts to address global warming, for example, or nuclear proliferation, have not produced many concrete results. He said the prize reflects aspirations around the world more than any particular accomplishments of his own.
Throughout history, the Nobel Peace Prize has not just been used to honor a specific achievement, it's also been used as a means to give momentum to a set of causes. And that is why I will accept this award as a call to action, a call for all nations to confront the common challenges of the 21st century.
Mr. Obama did not have much time for congratulations. Hours after accepting the Peace Prize, he was huddled in the White House Situation Room, plotting war strategy for Afghanistan, an accident of timing he nodded to in his remarks. He also faces a stubbornly high unemployment rate and a fractious Congress. In dealing with those challenges, the Peace Prize may not be much help. 90 years ago, Woodrow Wilson won the prize for his work on the League of Nations, only to see the League voted down by the U.S. Senate. Republican strategist Carl Forte says Mr. Obama may face similar skepticism from his critics here in the U.S.
President Obama clearly has issues here at home that are timely, important, and we're right in the middle of, and I don't think that people are going to change their opinion on the health care plan because President Obama's now won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Some Republicans criticized the Nobel Committee's judgment today. That may reflect political calculation or a genuine difference of opinion about how the U.S. should deal with the rest of the world. In honoring Mr. Obama, the Nobel Committee praised his commitment to diplomacy based on shared values and implicitly rejected the more go-it-alone approach of his predecessor, George W. Bush. Martin Indyk, who directs foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution, says the United States' standing in the world has improved dramatically under Mr. Obama, though Indyk warns that only goes so far.
The real question is whether that goodwill can be converted into some concerted effort to address these big problems.
Mr. Obama himself acknowledged today the Nobel Committee was honoring a vision that won't be realized during his presidency, or even during his lifetime.
But I know these challenges can be met, so long as it's recognized that they will not be met by one person or one nation alone. This award is not simply about the efforts of my administration, it's about the courageous efforts of people around the world.
And that's why he said the award must be shared with everyone who sacrifices in the cause of peace. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.